Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 133 of Her, the podcast all about women. Oh, the naked truth about all things, her mind, her body, her life, and today, her Supreme Court justice body. This is going to be really interesting. Before we start this episode, just know it's made possible by our friends at Smarty Pants Women's Complete Vitamins. They're delicious once-a-day gummies that contain the complete vitamin, mineral, folate, and omega mix, customized for women. Trust me, you won't forget to take them because they taste so great. To learn more, run on over to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. And here's a quick reminder to hop on over to iTunes after our episode and rate and review us, because I'm all waiting to hear from you. We welcome your thoughts. All right, it's time for Her.
Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life.
It's all about her.
You know who she is, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but I bet you don't know how she gets that body. Oh my gosh, I'm just laughing as I say this, because, I mean, I look at her, she's got more energy than a small city. I mean, she's all over the place. She's spry, she rocks and rolls, and at her age, Lord knows, something's got to be happening, and we figured out part of the secret, and it's her personal trainer for over 20 years, and has trained, oh my gosh, trained the great Justice Bader Ginsburg. Can you believe this? His name is Bryant Johnson, and he has a new book out called The RBG Workout. Yeah, you know what that stands for. He counts among his clients numerous federal court justices, judges, attorneys, and clerks. And Lord knows in this administration, they all need help. That was a little, you know, political humor there, just for everybody. Oh my gosh. Bryant is certified as a personal trainer by the American Council on Exercise, is a master trainer by the International Sports and Conditioning Association, and a master fitness trainer by the United States military. Stop. Drop. Give me 20. Forget that 10 thing. Hey, Bryant, welcome to the Her podcast.
Heavenly, oh my gosh, I love your introduction.
I worked on that for hours. So how did you meet Justice Ginsburg?
Word of mouth. Literally word of mouth. I was currently training a few judges in the federal courthouse, and Justice Ginsburg had just finished her last bout of chemotherapy, recovering from colon cancer. And her husband actually looked at her and said, "You look like someone that just came out of a concentration camp. You really need to get stronger. You need to get somebody to help build your muscle back." And she reached out to a couple of judges that actually worked at the courthouse that she used to work at, and they referred me to her. And all of a sudden, I went to the Supreme Court, sat down, had a talk with her. She told me what she was looking for, and I was like, okay, sounds like we're going to be doing some push-ups, some crunches, some lunges, some squats. She looked at me. I looked right back at her, and then I repeated them, push-up, lunges, squats, and that's how it started.
Oh, my God. You call her a cyborg. What does that mean?
You ever see the movie Terminator?
Heck yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, the machine kept coming. No matter what, the machine kept coming. Justice Ginsburg is a machine. She can have 1 hour of sleep. If we are scheduled to train, she will show up. Hey, Justice, how you doing? Oh, I didn't sleep at all. I'm thinking to myself, but yet you're still here training with me, and you know that I'm going to take you through the workout. She still shows up. No matter what. Sometimes I have to protect her from herself because she has realized the importance of exercise, how it has improved her bone density, improved her quality of life. So when you tell somebody 1 + 1 = 2, okay, if it equals 2, then why fight it? She doesn't. And so that's what I mean. She's a cyborg. She keeps coming. She shows up.
What was it like working with her? Clearly she's exquisitely determined and focused. I guess that's how you become a Supreme Court justice as well. But, you know, when you were watching her do her workout and progressing over time, it had to be hard. You know, she came out of chemotherapy. And I'm a physician, and I'm here to tell you, that's ugly stuff. You know, it just saps you of everything. So what was it like when you first started working with her?
When I first started working with her, it was challenging in a way, not so much for the exercise, but getting feedback, because the justice is a woman of very little words. When she says something, she says, there's no idle chit-chat. And so I wasn't getting much feedback. I was like, how you doing? How's this? Okay. Yes. Are you okay? Yes. After about a month or so, I would call Chambers and ask, I says, well, how? I'm not getting any feedback from the justice. Is she okay? Does she like the workout? Does she like the training? This is literally what they told me. If she didn't like it, you wouldn't still be here. Needs to say, yeah. I never asked the question again. I never asked the question again. This is in 1999, and we've quietly worked out constantly up until now and continue.
How is your relationship with her? How has it evolved over time? I'm curious.
She's the longest relationship that I've been in, over coming up on 20 years. And the relationship is a quiet respect. She called me, and she trusted me. And this is the one thing that I tell people, regardless of your position, regardless of who you are, exercise is the one equalizer. It doesn't matter your race, religion, color, gender, national origin, and or sexual preference. It doesn't matter. In order to do that push-up, in order to do that squat, in order to do that lunge, you have to get down there and do it. You can't pay somebody to do it. So for her to call me and willing to relinquish some of that power to somebody else to help her, to help herself, that in itself is the key. Our relationship has developed to a quiet respect for each other. We can be in a room and not say a word and be perfectly
interesting.
Fine. Yeah,
perfectly that's, fine. That's so fascinating. Well, you know, she's 84 years old. Okay.
Yes.
So you started with her when she was 64-ish?
Yes.
Right?
Yes, in her 60s.
Okay.
Yes.
So here she is at this age. She's still working out. Over this period of time, have you noticed her becoming stronger in certain respects?
Yes. Now, let me remind your listeners that she's been through two bouts of cancer, colon
oh,
cancer
yes.
and pancreatic cancer.
Oh, yes.
Now, so when I say cyborg, that means that they keep coming. Even after the therapy, she's like, okay, when can we start training again? I'm like, huh? When can we do this? You know, she is determined. Someone had asked me, what is it that she used to do that she can't do now? How has her training evolved? And I had to really think about it for a second, and I talked to the justice. I said, you know what, justice? They asked me this question, and I actually told them that your workout has now gotten harder, that we've been training. And she was like, she kind of had that puzzled look like, okay, whatever you're talking about. I said, remember now, we used to do crunches. We don't do crunches. I now have you do planks, and I have you do planks on the side, and then I have you in a plank position. I'm also pushing on you to try to throw you off balance. She's like, yeah. I said, then we used to do a version of a leg press where I would have her lay on the ground and put her legs up, and I would lean on her legs and have her push away. Well, now I have her doing one-legged squats. And then she's like, huh, which made her realize, yes, the workout has gotten harder as she has gotten stronger.
How fascinating. So for all those people out there in the Her Podcast land are using age as an excuse, not,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't go there.
What's your excuse?
Right?
What's your excuse?
Because we're not doing that. Not going to the age place. And also, we have a lot of people out there, you know, who have some level of maybe a medical issue, maybe a little either short-term or long-term disability or this and that. And I just love that whole cyborg thing, which is whatever happens, you just keep rocking it. What I love to say are those two words, adapt and adjust. I mean, stuff happens. You adapt and adjust. That's what someone who is stress resilient does, so that you don't allow one particular stressor out there to paralyze you, to make it all come to an abrupt halt, right?
I love what you say, because that's exactly what I do with all my clients, but it's when I first meet them, I tell people I give them the three A's. And so with Justice Ginsburg, our greeting is, hey, Justice, how you doing? Depending on how she responds, that's my assessment. And from that assessment, I adjust the workout. And then from the adjustment of the workout, I will adapt the workout to how she's doing. And that's what life is. Assess, adjust, adapt. When she had colon cancer, I assessed the workout from that. When she had pancreatic cancer, I assessed, adjusted, adapted to work out from that. When she had another health issue, guess what? I did the same thing. Someone asked me, does it ever get easier? Not if you're working with me, because I'm always going to push you a little bit further. You always, the body is made to move. It is a machine. If you don't move it, you will lose it. It adjusts and adapts to whatever you put it up against. So if you sit, then it will get used to sitting.
So what is in this workout, the RBG workout? If someone picks up the book, what are they expecting to find here?
As a military, we always have acronyms. I always tell people that it's a C book, S-E-E. It is simple, easy, and effective. It is a little bit of anything and everything. It's going to work the entire body. But it's not complicated. Another acronym, KISS. I keep it simple for success. And that's all that we're trying to do. I'm trying to make it easy for you. So if you want to use machines, I have machines. If you don't want to use machines, then you can get a resistance tube and a door anchor. You can start with that. And that's easy.
I love it. So in other words, what you've done is you've made it open and accessible. And when you call it the RBG workout, why do you call it that?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Because that's
no, I understand that, but I mean, like, does she have, is there a template there that you developed for her that now you're trying to share with everyone, or was there already a template and you just adapted it to her? How did that work?
This was actually the workout that I developed for her, and how this really came about was they were trying to get some information on it, and a reporter said, you know what, can I do her workout? I said, you want to do it from beginning to end? He's like, yes. I said, all right, I'll take you through it if she says it's okay. I asked her. She looked at me. She quietly said, I hope he makes it through the workout. That's all she said.
I love it. This is cool.
And so this is what I take her through every time we train. I've adjusted, adapted it to for her. And that's the order by which I do. I remember someone had asked the Justice about it. They says, well, do you really do everything in a book? And the Justice, in a tone of disbelief, like, how dare you question that? Of course I do everything in there. And I told the Justice, well, how dare they question your integrity? You wrote the foreword to the book, so you have vouched everything in here. So it's not slut.
Right,
it's not just something to do.
Well, now, here's something interesting. You know, and I know, I'm a fellow of the American College of Sports Medicine, and you're a fitness professional, all right? So we both know that there's a lot of buzz out there oft times about, you know, physicians saying, oh my gosh, you know, to a cancer patient, don't stress yourself. Please don't work out. Don't get physically active. What do you say to that?
Wow. I'm glad you asked that question. When I had the first book signing, I had someone from a group called Two Unstoppable get up and ask me that same question or similar to it. And this is what I literally told her. I said, when you're going through chemotherapy, I said that chemotherapy is trying to kill everything in that body to get rid of that cancer. It's killing the body, destroying your soul. I said, what you need to do after you come out of there, you need to start rebuilding that muscle. Rebuilding that muscle, rebuild that self-esteem, and get that confidence back. When Justice Ginsburg was able to finally do push-ups off of her knees, she lit up, and I guess to me, it was like her soul started to come back because she realized, what? I actually did push-ups off of my knees. So this is what I tell cancer treatment, cancer survivors, start doing something. The body is made to move. Do it. Lift those weights. So what? You can't lift but this, then you start with that. The body will adjust and adapt. And so that's what I tell them. I also developed another shirt just for them. And that is, once again, it's the RBG workout, but also it all begins with attitude. And so when I say to Justice as a cyborg, her attitude is all about, she says very little to me. And one word she never says is can't. When I say we're going to do this, she doesn't say can't. She just goes to it. She shows up. And this is what I tell people. Just show up. If you can't do a good workout, do something, but just show up.
What are the characteristics based upon what you've learned with Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg? What are the characteristics of someone who will stick with it? who will be successful with a physical activity fitness program? Because, you know, you could smell it from a mile away when you meet someone, right? So what are you really looking for?
Just to be truthful. Be true with yourself. Now it's the new year. You have New Year's resolutions, and I've had people ask me, okay, what do you think New Year's resolutions? Well, I don't really believe in them, but when someone asks me a question, I always ask them, why? When Justice wanted to hire me as a personal trainer, my question is, why? Why do you want me as a personal trainer? Why do you want a personal trainer? And depending on your answer, dictates to me if you're serious or not. Well, I'm getting ready for a wedding. I might not be the one for you. But you are trying to get strong. You are telling me what you have just come through. And now you show up. You don't make excuses. Just be true to yourself. And guess what? Yesterday's gone. You can't do nothing about it. And tomorrow never comes. So you can only deal with right here, right now. This is what I told my mother. My mother, I said, I love you dearly. I said, but I cannot care more about you than you care about yourself. You look in the mirror. If you like what you see, don't worry about it. If you don't like what you see, then do something. Do something about it. And that's what I always tell people.
All right. Now, what is your general feeling about New Year's resolutions?
I don't really like them because why wait to the new year?
Just thank do you. Something now. Yay. We agree.
Yeah, start now. Why wait to the new year? However, comma, some people require the New Year's resolution. So if that's what it takes to get you started, then I hope to set you up for success. Be truthful to yourself. Ask yourself why.
What's the best way for someone who's your classic, really out of shape, you know, woman out there who's, you know, going through a lot of body shaming and a lot of guilt and shame and blame and guilt, you know, kind of like, oh, my gosh, how did I get myself in this mess in the first place? And it really doesn't feel, you know, particularly physically fit at all. You're going up a flight of stairs or doing the huff and puff thing and the rest of it. And they're saying, you know, it just seems like it's all too much. What do you tell them?
Keep it simple for success. Just do a little bit. Do something.
So like
what?
Let's be practical.
Okay, let's say, you don't like the gym? Okay, then don't go to the gym. Let's say if you want to, they used to have people that used to go to the mall and walk around the malls. Walk outside, just take a walk around the corner. You don't want to do it, you like to dance. Okay, put on some music and start dancing. Here, I'll make it even simple for you. Buy the RBG workout book. Now you have everything in there, you can do it at the house. If that's even worse, email me. Tell me what you like to do, and then I'll suggest something for you to do. But start off with asking yourself the question, why? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, then what do you want to do about it? If you want to do something about it, see, the woman is probably, they are so strong. Women, you are strong. Justice Ginsburg, if I learned nothing else, she's strong, she's determined. They put in the work, they grind. Sometimes women, they may complain, but guess what? They still show up. They still do it. There's nothing like a single mom that still has to get up and do what she has to do. So women, you have that in you. Don't sell yourself short. Just do it. When you put your mind to something, you can do whatever it is that you want. Don't let somebody else tell you you can't do it. That's the one word that I will not let any of my clients use with me is can't. I have many clients that cuss me out and call me everything under the sun, but they never ever use the word can't. So don't use that word for yourself.
What does it mean when someone is saying can't?
They're giving up on themselves, not even trying.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it. Okay, how do you know? Well, no. Take one foot in front of the other. Okay, guess what? Now it's done. I've had clients say, well, I can't do a squat. I said, I'll tell you what I need for you. Just sit down on this chair real quick. Had him sit on a chair, went, got a 3-pound weight, purple, got it, walked back over. I said, okay, you stand up and hold this 3-pound weight. They stood up, they held the weight. I said, oh, wait a minute, stop. You just did a squat. Okay, it doesn't have to be what everybody does. Do you. Do your thing. Find what works for you. And if that's what works for you, then that's all that matters.
I love it. This is absolutely amazing. You know, I like your attitude because, again, I think today, especially if you look around, Brian, people are in terrible shape. Worst shape ever. Obesity has become rampant. As many of us now know, the mass majority of Americans are overweight. Mass majority. So if you're average weighted, you're now in the minority. And that by the year 2030, 40% of Americans will be obese, not overweight, obese. And, you know, things are going in the wrong direction here. And it kills me what's going on with kids. I can't even talk about it. It's just horrible. So
you want to talk about kids?
I mean, it's a very tough one. It's an extremely tough one. Because when I think about, you know, children not having access to physical activity the way they used to years ago, and they're not really getting a sense of a physical self or a connection with their body, you know, that's a heartbreaker. I'm sorry, but it is, you know. So now as you're trying to deal with adults, right? And let's just look at women specifically. I think that one of the biggest humps they have to get over is just believing in themselves and being patient enough to allow the change to happen and to stay determined. Do you agree?
I agree. The majority of my clients are women. I was raised by women, strong women, and my grandmother is one of my biggest influences in my life. A woman is strong naturally. They are their own women. You are your own weakest. You are your own enemy. You can do whatever it is you want if you put your mind to it. The reason why this book, I'm happy with the book, because the book is simple. It is simple, easy, effective. You can get in there. If you don't want to go to the gym and now they have gyms, which is another gym that you don't have to worry about being intimidated. Well, you can be intimidated going into the gym. The thing about the book is that the book is simple. You can grab a resistance tube and a door anchor. And guess what? You can pull on that, and that's what you're doing, a pull down. You can turn it around, and you're doing a chest press. Now you can hold it and squat down. Guess what? You just did some exercise. You just did something. Guess what? Give me 5 minutes, and then build on that.
So what's really important here, and something I want all of my listeners to really take home, is that it's small steps. It's as Flo Jo, the great sprinter, once said, believe, achieve, succeed. Those are the three words that she used throughout her Olympic career. Everything starts with a belief in yourself. And if you have the support of an expert like Bryant, in whatever form, whether it's the book or in person or back and forth, then that helps foster more belief in self. You feel good about yourself. You know, you're going to show up, you're going to do it. And then with that, you can achieve, and the achievement can be very small achievements to start with, and they build a very strong base. And then finally, that really produces success. That's what you're really all about. So I love this. I want everyone to know that we're talking to Bryant Johnson, and he is the author of the RBG Workout, and that stands for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And honey, that's our girlfriend, the Supreme Court Justice. He has been working with her for 20 years. Run on over to his website, rbgworkout.com. Learn more about his wonderful work and sign up. Get on board. But most importantly, get the book now. Hey, Bryant, thanks for being on the Herb Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And I definitely have something I have to send you.
Oh, man, I'm loving this. Yes. Oh, boy, I'm so excited. And everyone out there, remember to catch every episode of Herb by just hitting subscribe on iTunes or any of our pages on the show page at RadioMD.com. And then just take a moment now. Run on over to iTunes and rate and review us, because I'm sitting here just with bated breath waiting to hear from you. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Follow me on Twitter at Pam Peek MD, and you can also check out our Her Show page at RadioMD.com for all of our past episodes. Thanks for listening, and stay well.